If you're already seeing droves of Santa Claus lookalikes on the subway, that's because SantaCon is upon us. WNYC Shumita Basu visited a few bars in the East Village to see how they're preparing for the annual pub crawl.
It's Catherine Hafler's third year as the manager at Amsterdam Billiards and Bar, one of the official SantaCon stops. She's staffed up and stocked up, pretty much double of what she'd have for a regular weekend. And she says despite the bar crawling crowd's reputation for rowdiness, she's never really had any problems.
I mean, we've had to move some people out that may have had a little too much too early in the crawl, but that's really the worst of it.
See, SantaCon has a reputation with the locals, who grumble every year about the drunken debauchery. Others think it's good for business. And according to their website, SantaCon has raised over $200,000 for local charities in the past 4 years through donations and proceeds from bars. A few avenues away is another stop on the SantaCon route, Coyote Ugly. Misha Green, the bartender there, tells me it's packed every year.
Where else do you go for SantaCon that you see girls in Santa suit twerk on the bar and stomp the country music? Only here.
Misha says she doesn't get why people wrinkle their noses at SantaCon. It's just good-natured fun.
I already buy my Santa suit, by the way.
For WNYC, I'm Shumita Basu.